Blessings for the New Year by Maria Fontaine.
As we prepare to ring in the new year, Peter and I want to say how much we thank God for you, and for your faith and dedication, and your love for the Lord and for others. You are His faithful servants who have shown His light to the world around you and shared His good news of salvation with people in every corner of the world. Following is a message from Jesus, which I pray will be an encouragement to you. Because of your faithfulness to me, many have come to me and received my gift of salvation, and many have been drawn closer to me. In this year ahead, I will continue to pour forth my blessings, and I will lead you and guide you into green pastures and by the still waters. Even when you walk through the darkest valley, I will always be with you. I am the good shepherd, and I go before my sheep. I walk before you, and I guide you in the way. So continue to follow me each day, and to shine my light and share my love with others. I will be with you to direct your path and strengthen you every step of the way. My goodness and mercy will follow you every day of your life until you come home to dwell with me forever. Thank you, wonderful Jesus, for your love and your words of commendation. We know we have only done that which was our duty to do. You have given us such spiritual riches and have blessed and provided for your children. Thank you for the gift of your love and your life that you freely gave for our redemption and salvation. May we be faithful to share what we have freely received with others. Help us to continue following you closely and to walk in your will and ways throughout this new year. We give you all the glory, praise, and honor, for you are worthy of all these things and so much more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We have so much to be thankful for, even when we experience difficult times. Perhaps this last year has been a struggle for you, but as you come to Him in prayer and praise, and stand on the promises in His Word, you will see yourself being strengthened by faith. He will bring you through the struggles. If you'll just hold on and keep your eyes firmly fixed on Jesus, things will get easier. He will fulfill His promises to you in His Word in His perfect time. The Lord knows your limitations, your weaknesses, and your frailties. He knows you can only do so much. God is faithful, and He won't ever give you more than you can bear. Sometimes we are the ones that make the load too heavy for ourselves by taking on more than we should, or expecting more of ourselves than the Lord does. You are only expected to do what you can do. As Jesus once said, "She has done what she could." We just need to be faithful to the Lord and to what He asks us to do. Just be reassured that Jesus and His love are always with you. So, if you're struggling in your life, remember that it's well worth it to hold on and to keep fighting. Keep your eyes on the goal, so that even though things around you may be in turmoil, you will have the confidence that it won't last forever. There is always a light at the end of the tunnel. Keep the faith and keep fighting the good fight of faith, and keep your eyes on the crown He has promised to all who love Him and long for His coming. If you keep the faith and hold on tight to His word, even when it seems all is lost, you will eventually see the fulfillment of the blessings and promises of His word. He loves you, and even these difficulties you face will work together for your good, because you love Him and are called according to His purpose. He will use everything you experience to draw you ever closer to Him. Think daily on all the gifts that He gives you because He loves you. He loved you enough to give His life for you. He is at the right hand of God, always interceding for us. Jesus is our advocate, and He is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through Him, since He always lives to make intercession for us. His joy, love, compassion, and His anointing strength and help, and all His gifts and blessings and His wonderful life-giving word are all there for you, priceless treasures above all that you can ask or think. He loves you more than life itself, for he gave his life for you. He is with you. He watches over you every moment of every day. Jesus knows your every thought, your every desire, and he always hears your every prayer and answers according to what he knows is best. In him we experience the greatest love that we have ever known, from the lover of all lovers, the friend of all friends, the one who is always with us, who will never fail us or forsake us. He is the one in whose loving arms we can always rest safely without worry or fear or condemnation, with perfect peace and trust. How richly blessed we are, above all people on the face of the earth. How very much we have to be thankful for. As we look forward to the year ahead of us, let's praise him for all his wonderful works and thank him for his many gifts. The Lord daily loads us with his abundant blessings and benefits, and we have to do all we can to share it with others so they can also partake of his riches in glory in Jesus. And the more we share it, the more he'll pour back into our lives. So let's keep giving, keep loving others, keep sharing the good news, and we'll continue to be amazed at all the Lord will do, infinitely more than we could ask or think, through his mighty power at work within us.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.